What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Every child in the state should have the opportunity to be educated through Irish. That's the call from Owen McMuellier, a chairperson of Gaelscoil Slieve Rua and a member of the Gael Coláiste for Cherrywood campaign. Owen, thanks for talking to us this morning. What did you tell the Oireachtas Committee yesterday, and what is the situation about having the opportunity to be educated through Irish?
Yeah, well, we were lucky enough to meet with the committee on the Irish language, Gaeltacht and Irish speaking community yesterday as part of a wider campaign made up of different campaigns around the country where, you know, we have seen this growth in children attending all Irish Gaelscoil in it. And then there isn't the same kind of growth in secondary schools through Irish medium, which means that, you know, those fledgling communities that have, you know, blossomed in those schools can't transition and merge with their peers from other Gaelscoil in it. And the structures within the state for selecting schools, for patronage and opening schools is really structured in such a way that it makes it very difficult for us to get second level all Irish schools opened. So there's a huge shortcoming.
You're specifically a member of the Gael Coláiste for Cherrywood campaign. Cherrywood being a kind of a new area in Dublin. Lots of houses being built there.
Yeah.
Is there no Gaelscoil in that area at all?
Well, Dublin South has seen the largest growth in the country of children attending Irish medium education in primary school. And there are three post-primary all-Irish schools in the area at the moment, but they're pretty much full. And even if they extend their numbers a little bit, it'll still be a huge shortfall in places. So at the moment, there are over 2,000 children attending all-Irish primary schools in Dublin South. And there aren't anywhere near that number of places in the post-primary schools. And any surveys we've done, people have been quite emphatic about their desire to continue on with all Irish, with Irish okay. medium post-primary education.
Give us the case for Gaelscoil, because every time we cover the show, look, I'm biased here. My kids go to Gaelscoil. So you're preaching to converted here. But when we covered on the show, a lot of people say, oh, Irish is a useless language. I'd rather have them learn in Mandarin or coding or whatever. What's the argument for Gaelscoil now?
Well, there's a huge argument for bilingual education in and of itself. But also, I think that, you know, the demographics of Ireland have changed hugely. And Irish has a huge potential to for integration and bringing people into our community. And, I mean, we see that in our own school. You know, we have a very diverse school population. We have people who from other countries. We have Irish people whose own experience of Irish mightn't have been that positive in school, but now they want to change their relationship with Irish. There's a social class mix where, you know, in South Dublin, you know, it doesn't have a great record of integration in education, even across just the issue of social class. So Gaelscoil are a real opportunity, and Gael Coláiste, to really confront that and do something different where the whole community is represented and putting Irish at the heart of that. And, you know, when you see the lovely communities like our school in Gaelscoil Slieve Rua that have been created, it's a real shame when you see all those children, you know, that community break up and have to go to lots of different schools, and many of them English medium education, which means that there's going to be a huge rollback on the progress they've made with the language and culture.
Okay. Owen McMuellier, chairperson of Gaelscoil Slieve Rua, Gura Mila Mahagut, Aintiam Lat, Akbader, Nock Aintiam Lat Le, Owen. So give us a text. Let us know. On Aintiam too, do you agree or do you disagree?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.